Not Lies, written by Fianli Phoebe, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Rating general audiences, no archive warnings apply. Relationship, asshole research transport, and murderbot. Sec units don't have wings. Wings are a human thing, something that science has decided is linked to their soul. None of the information I've had access to has decided why they started growing them, except they all agree it happened around the same time as space travel became commonplace. The last time I watched an educational media about it, the conclusion was that it could be an evolution in response to humanity spending more time in varying gravity. I didn't understand why that mattered, since no human had wings strong enough to actually lift them, but whatever. The secondary reason was related to wing colors, and was thought to be because humans started spreading among planets and galaxies, and wing colors that matched the partners you were devoted to were helpful for some reason? I don't know. I stopped watching when that part started. Sometimes, though, they get damaged, and no matter how advanced the med system, it's harder to fix them. No one can explain why. Losing your wings is a popular trope in entertainment media, almost to an annoying degree. Anyway, this is what I thought about while I sat at Tapan's side, waiting for her to wake up. Her wings weren't even to her waist, proof of how she was not far from adolescence. They were a pale pink and cream and matched the rest of her group, almost pearlescent in the light. She'd asked if I'd lost my wings in the accident related to my extensive augments, and I lied and said yes. What else could I have said? The humans had installed a small set of metal wings to Mickey's back at some point. That was just insulting. Mickey was pleased with them and turned around to show them to me when it saw me looking. Either I was able to keep my face neutral, or Mickey chose not to pay attention to the appalled expression I was trying to hide. My back started to ache a few days after ship left Havratten. At first, I ignored it, but when I finally paused Sanctuary Moon and ran a diagnostic, it came back clear. Then I realized it was centered upon two points in my upper back, close to my shoulders. I found a reflective surface and pulled the back of my shirt up, then stared over my shoulder for 13 seconds, unable to parse what I was seeing. You've got to be kidding me. Sec units don't have wings. I've never heard of one of us with them. We can't grow them. Except, apparently, we can. By the time ship got to Havratten, there was no doubt about it. Somehow the organic parts of my shoulders were growing wings. They were stumpy things at that point, and they looked awkward under my shirt, but it was clear what they were. Security looking for a rogue sec unit wouldn't look twice at what looked like an adult with wing stumps from a traumatic incident, so at least that helped my human disguise. In the Corporation Rim, wing injuries were not uncommon. I'd seen ones that were so damaging that the wings couldn't regrow. When that happened, the stumps tended to just fall off after a while, like the hope keeping them intact was gone. I got new clothes in the station mall, and had to take into account that my stumps were probably going to keep growing. I got a shirt and jacket with appropriate holes in the back, and they automatically sized to fit. On the way to Tranrol in Haifa, I took time to process why I was growing wings now, 35,000 plus hours after I'd hacked my governor module. I concluded it had to be because I'd hacked it, but it had still been in my head. Art removed it when it altered my configuration, and that must have been the change that kept them from growing before. By that logic, all sec units had the possibility of having wings. Preventing them from growing was just another thing used to control us, to make us easier to be seen as tools instead of people. Machines, appliances without emotions or wants, without souls. That didn't surprise me. I wasn't surprised by anything the Corporation Rim did anymore. Garothin looked at me, at my wings, then quickly smoothed out his expression before I could parse it. Whatever. You grew wings! Rati looked delighted. When did that happen? Sec Unit doesn't have to tell us anything about its wings. We need to focus on Mensa, Pinley told him. And I was thankful for that, because I still wasn't comfortable with them. They were growing at what felt like an accelerated rate, and had reached the small of my back when folded at this point. They were a dark blue, nearly black, with a light blue sneaking in at the very tips, and had started developing feathers in the same colors. I didn't know what to do about them, so I ignored them as much as I could. Mensa wrapped her arms around my chest in a hug, hands resting between the spots on my back where my wings grew. When her arms accidentally brushed the new feathers, it sent a whole burst of emotions through me. And new sensory data that I had to pack away to examine later. I just couldn't do that right now. I rested my hand on her shoulder and patted awkwardly. It wasn't as terrible as I imagined it could be, but maybe because it was Mensa hugging me. I knew she wouldn't have tried if I hadn't offered first, to provide first aid slash comfort. I still wasn't used to having wings, and it startled me when they flared out automatically to balance me as I jumped off the hollerbot. I was still irritated in general that they existed, but I could admit that was useful. A text message packet came through the feed from the combat sec unit. Surrender. I responded before thinking. I can hack your governor module. It's what's keeping you from getting wings. Rogue lies. Do these wings look like lies? Unimportant. They will die with you. Well, that was rude. Oh, great. They grew even longer while I was inert as my processes rebuilt. I didn't know what I looked like as I stared at Inda, but when her eyes slid to my wings, I could imagine. I thought about smoothing them down until the moment Pinley sent. Can you try to look pathetic instead of ruffled and antagonistic? I crossed my arms. No. The dead human's wings were broken. I've seen a lot of injuries to wings in all manner of severity levels, but this one made my insides have a reaction I didn't like. Maybe because I had a set of my own now. Stupid emotions. 4 hours, approximately. I pinned my wings as tight to my back as I could and said, "Run." My friend is dead. I felt tense, like a spring unable to uncoil, my wings rigid and flared out from my back like they were trying to protect me from something. My own emotional collapse, maybe. Amina's own wings pulled back timidly, though the expression on her face didn't show it. Who's dead? She convinced me to sit down, and my wings were big enough now that they could stretch over my arms. I looked down and examined the feathers on the tips. I'd gotten used to my wings enough now that I didn't hate how they looked. They were a gradient, going from nearly black at my shoulders to light blue at the ends, that made them look like I'd accidentally dipped the tips of my wings in a bleaching agent. And they were shiny, which I thought looked nice. I didn't want to admit that at one point, I'd thought that Art might like to see them. I wanted to know what it would say. It was too late now. I covered my face with my hands. Art waited until the whole ordeal was over and I was back in my body at 100% before it finally brought up the subject that, in retrospect, probably had been bothering it since the first time it saw me again. Your wings. I opened my eyes and stared at the far wall of the cabin I was using. I'd taken off my boots and was sitting on the bed, putting together information to send to Bharadwaj. I waited for Art to say something else, but when it didn't, I said, "They started to grow about 57 cycles after I saw you last. The existence of the governor module must suppress them in sec units, and my body took a while to adjust." "They aren't a single color." There was an overlay to Art's words that I couldn't pin down. Maybe the colors bothered it. They bothered me too, but I'd gotten used to ignoring it. Humans had solid colored wings until they decided to attach themselves to another person, however that may be. In media, it always involved love and gross depictions of emotions, most that I fast-forwarded through. "I don't know why they're like this," I told Art. "You are not attached to your crew?" "There is precedent for attachment to a group altering the color of a person's wings." I wanted to argue that I wasn't a person, but that would be a stupid thing to argue when I was leaning against one of Art's walls with my wings resting spread around me. "None of them match me, and neither does their logo or survey colors. Isn't that how it's supposed to work?" I shifted on the bed, and my eyes landed on the tip of my right wing. It had extended comfortably and was just brushing the wall near the head of the bed. I stared at it and went still. The feathers at the tip directly matched Art's coloring. "You've got to be shitting me." Art was silent, watching me through the feed, leaning into me. "Art?"
"Yes?"
"You're not human."
"Thank you."
I narrowed my eyes at my wing. "Don't be an asshole. This is literally impossible. This can't happen."
"Do you have a better explanation? I would enjoy hearing it."
I didn't. And I should be mad, but it didn't come.
"You don't have wings."
"I believe in this case, you have them for both of us." The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.